So simply by saving $3,000 a month, $36,000 a year for 15 years, doing a little bit of research, I could literally have $300,000 to $400,000 a year for the rest of my life.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Going to look at more properties and learning about properties, how guys oversell you, back end sell you. You start figuring out there's always the rest of the story. You know, I taught him early on in real estate, guys always are like, especially the young buyers, oh, there's a great deal. Then why are you selling it? Right, oh, I'm making a fortune off of this property. Oh, really, why are you selling it? And you can call them out on their BS, you know?
Yeah.
The building I bought, in fact, that was a question I asked, because they're pushing and the price was a little bit lower than the comps and the market was just getting hot. I'm like, why are you selling this building? Like, this is a nice building. And he's like, well, I need a 2-week close. And like, I kept pressing so long and he finally said, he had cancer and he's like dying. Well, that makes sense, right? He wanted to get out of it. And
what made you buy versus rent?
So two things. One, interest rates were really low. So I always say you buy a payment. Always remember that, you buy a payment. If you're gonna use it yourself, you're buying a payment. Or if you're gonna rent it out, you're buying a payment. That's your expenses. So for me, I saw the Irvine market with all the building that was going on around it, all the apartments, everything. I saw it about to explode. Interest rates were at an all-time low, right? And I was like, what I'm paying for rent over here, I can have twice the building, and I've locked in my rent for life because I'm going to use that building. And it'll probably go up in value. And I was right on all accounts. Right? So if you're, your mortgage, your insurance, all of those things, upkeep, et cetera, that's set. So, the business was younger. If it's going to go another 20 years, over 20 years, the property value is going to go up. Rents are going to go up. Same thing with a mortgage, right? If you're going to live in a house, that's the secret of a mortgage. Not only are there tax benefits, but you've locked in your rent for your life. And after 30 years, even if the property doesn't go up, it's a savings account because you own it cash. And then you can reverse mortgage out into a payment plan for yourself that's tax deductible. Or you can refinance it in tax-free income. Right? One of the strategies I have at a young age, let's say you're 25 years old, this is one of my best real estate strategies, is go ahead, find a market and go to a rental agent and say, I want to rent in the hottest market. And then go and try to rent a place in the hottest market. And then it's not the seller telling you, you're actually, now you know what the rents are. You know how hard it was to rent. Man, I can't find a 2-bedroom for $2,000. Right, I can't find one here. It's gonna cost me $4,000. But you know the market from renting. Then you go back and become a buyer in that market. Buy one property a year in those kind of markets, even if you're just breaking even, pay, bi-monthly payments, one extra payment a year, which brings down a 30-year mortgage. Always buy fixed. Don't play a game with your interest rates. Always buy fixed. But in 30 years, if you pay an extra payment and pay bi-monthly, you basically break a mortgage down to 15 years. So what was my goal? I buy one property a year, every year for 15 years, that at least would break even. So all I had to do was save, for me, the down payment every year. And that was more important. Why? Because at 25, I knew by the time I was 40, that the first property I bought would be owned cash. Most likely in the history of where you're buying, the property values would go up. I then could, let's say I bought a $300,000 place, and you put 10% down, $30,000 I'd have to save every year, which is about $3,000 a month with closing costs and everything. So if I could save $3,000 a month, I could buy one property every year. So that was one goal. So then, year 16, what do? I take this property, which on average is worth normally $450 to $600 now, and I finance back, 20% down, let's say it's $500,000. So I can take $400,000 tax-free out. And it's still running even. So what happens though? Year 17, I take property two and refinance that. Another $400,000 tax-free. If anyone knows, that's $800,000 a year. So simply by saving $3,000 a month, $36,000 a year for 15 years, doing a little bit of research, I could literally have $300,000 to $400,000 a year tax-free, which is like making six for the rest of my life.
That's great. Have you ever used, I can't remember if it's 1031 or 1033.
Exchange? Tax exchange?
Of gains?
Yeah. You can do that. I personally, so
more small scale.
You can, but my strategy originally, so here's how I blew it. So I started doing that, but about 4 years in, my first four properties like tripled. And I was making so much more money that I started buying more. Like I got off my plan.
Right.
So in the end, you know, by the time I was 40, I'd lost everything instead of having, you know, $400,000 minimum a year. And I would have had more because those properties would have went up way far and gone down not quite as far, and I still could have refinanced them. But I wouldn't have to work. Like, you understand, I wouldn't have to work if that's what I wanted. Like, I like to pursue my potential and do all the write books and podcasts and movies and all the shit I get to do. But if you want to be a real estate guy, that's a good way to do it. Another thing to do if you're a real estate guy, go to Google fastest growing counties in America. Something like Zionsville, Indiana will come out. Go to Zionsville, Indiana. Find Main Street. Go out about 8 miles on Main Street. Look and see what land is about 8 miles out on Main Street, and go ahead, knock on the door. Some guy that has, you know, and offer him, could be 10 grand for 3 acres right there. Sit on it for 30 years, watch what happens. Another strategy I used when I was looking for properties to flip, right? So you, different strategy, I'm looking for properties to flip, so I'm looking for newer homes where there could be a hot area. So what do? I go into the city and I look at the city development plans and I look for where like Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, any of those people are starting to build a Home Depot or a Lowe's. Why? Because they have multi-million dollar real estate research firms. Now, I don't have multi-million dollars of research. I got me. But I just use them as a mentor. If Home Depot is betting enough to put a home, to build a Home Depot here, what do you think is going to happen around that area?
It's going to be successful.
Houses are going to be built. They're not dumb. McDonald's has one of the best real estate research firms. They're a real estate company. I think they still own more real estate than anyone in America. Produce more beef in America. Second most chicken in America, or the world even, I don't even know. But go read the McDonald's book. You know, everything doesn't have to be hard. Like, don't get so busy working you forget to make money. Right, you take a step back, you wanna get into real estate, find a guy like me and say, what's the easiest way to make money in real estate? Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.